Moving along now to item number 21, public comment. Mr. Phillips, come on down.
Excuse me, Mark Joseph Phillips, public comment. Commissioners, in regards to the first reading of ordinance number 15-268, specifically 17.48, the historic overlay district, upon further review, I see that that whole section has been deleted. So by the time this second reading comes along, I think it would be more accurate to the public to specify that 17.48 historic overlay district is being deleted altogether. Now, I don't know what the reason for this is, but boy, I looked at it. There's a line through everything. I don't know if that chapter of NRS has been deleted in the last section, but I'm definitely concerned that the historic district has been deleted. So before the I'll get something in writing. I'll file it with the clerk, but it'd be a real concern of mine if the historic overlay district has been deleted altogether. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I will, I think Mr. Morris is going to make specific comment, but I will also share Mr. Phillips' comments with Austin.
I was going to say that I noticed that as well, but there's a section, and I briefly looked through the rest, and I couldn't find it, but he has moved most of the text into another section. So they're not actually being deleted. They've been moved to another point. And if I have a little bit of time, I'll show you where they are.
And that's often the case, you know, with
a lot of things have been changed. A lot of things now just say pursuant to an NRS. You don't have to have all this lengthy text that just duplicates whatever's already there.
And I did notice that there were the specific requirements in that section that were put into another section for the historical district.
Right.
So.
Yeah, and all of those had been followed up on each of the workshops during the Planning Commission meetings. So, yeah. Any other public comment? Hearing none, meeting is adjourned.